Okay, Parashat Noach. Right in the middle of the story of Migdal Bavel. So Migdal Bavel, we know that they're building this tall tower to fight Hashem or to reach Hashem. It wasn't a good story. And Hashem says, let me go check out what's going on. The Pasuk says, Vayered Hashem. Hashem went down. Lirot et ha'ir v'et ha'migdal asher banu b'nei Adam. I'm going to go see the city and the tower that the people are building. So what is this? Where is Hashem going from to? What is he doing? Check out the Netziv. The Netziv says, Inyan Yerida Kan Eno Kamo Bayere Latzilom Yad Letzrayim. This isn't Hashem coming to save the day from the Mitzrim, or Bayere Hashem Amur Anan De Miriam, where Hashem appeared in the Mishkan with an Amud Anan and to explain the Chet of Miriam. The Sham Hashmo Gilo Shechina. There it's Hashem showing up. This is the Shechina revealing itself to Am Yisrael. Aval Kan Lohi Loya Ela Hashkacha Pratit. Here, Hashem showing up is Hashkacha Pratit. In other words, Hashem is now going to show how he is in charge and he is taking care. Until now, everything was working with nature. Things were going as they were. Each person did what he did, and life just went on. And therefore, all the people got together, and they were building Migdal Bavel. So Hashem is not going to go to person X and person Y and person Z and be like, you did well. Here's reward, you did bad, here's bad, here's a punishment. These people, life went on, nature took its course. Hashem didn't deal with them specifically. But, all of a sudden, when all the people got together, then Hashem says, okay, I can no longer leave the status quo, I can no longer just leave everything going as the way it's been going. I have to step in and I have to take care and punish everybody for what they're doing altogether. It related to Hashem personally. This is Kvod Shamayim at stake. So Hashem now has to step in and get involved. Otherwise, they let them be. And if you're thinking, what does this have to do with us? Well, the Herchev Davar tells us. Shizil Zeh. What is that Gemara saying? There's a statement there in that Gemara that 6,000 years the world will exist. The first 2,000 years was before the Torah was given. So those first 2,000 years are referred to as Tohu. The next 2,000 years were the years since the Torah was given. That was wonderful. And the last 2,000 years is Yimon HaMashiach. And don't take this Gemara literally in terms of something you're doing for your life right now. That's all a side point for our sake in this Netziv. But what is it that this Gemara is telling us about the time before the Torah was given? That time is being referred to as Tohu. Now, we don't really know what Tohu Vavohu is, right? Gracious, just said Parshas Bereishis, the world was Tohu Vavohu, Hashem made the world. But the gist we get of what Tohu Vavohu is that it's vast nothingness, confusion, darkness, etc. So says the Netziv, let's say somebody has a son. So the kid's a little boy. So even though this son is your life and your world, and you don't want anything bad to happen to him, and you want only the best for him, and beyond that, you want him to be the best. You want him to be the biggest tzaddik, talmid chacham, the gadol hador one day. You want him to be the king of the world. You want everything great for him, and therefore you want him to act like he's the greatest. Nonetheless, when he's a little kid, you're going to cut him a lot of slack. Big deal, he did X, he did Y, it doesn't really matter. You don't care so much, so he did something wrong. He's 2 years old, what does he know? It's not a big deal. וכן אינו משקיע כל כך על מאכלו ומלבושיו. He also don't care. One day he shows up to Gan and his clothes don't match and one sock doesn't match the other one. What's the big deal? He's 2 years old. That's what he wanted to wear. It's fine. It doesn't matter. Ki hakol maaseh narut. It's just something the kid is doing. But then comes when he should start learning Torah. Az aviv mashkiach alav derot shelo yivalei ito b'divrei alolot. Then all of a sudden you're like, why is he wasting his time and filling his time with nonsense? He should be spending his time productively. And that's where you're going to step in and make sure he uses his time productively. Kineged zehu mashkiach al machalo umalbushav shien noyu mitukam b'derech eretz. You're going to make sure that he eats proper foods and that he dresses normally. And he acts just basically with proper manners. Menschlichkeit. So as long as he's little, you just let everything go. You let it slide. Nonetheless, even when he's little, if you see your 2-year-old kid throwing rocks at people's heads, you're going to step in and stop him. Even though he's only 2 years old, you have to go and you shouldn't get angry, but you should make him think you're angry and disappointed so that he'll learn his lesson and not do that in the future, that he shouldn't throw rocks at people's heads, chas v'shalom. So then you have to go and you have to punish him even though he's a kid. This is below your kavod, reprimanding a 2-year-old. Minikra Yerida, that is going below your level. Nonetheless, you have to, because you can't have a situation where your son is throwing rocks at somebody's head. As long as there was no light in the world of Torah, the world was just tohu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu let whatever people did go, meaning maybe he paid attention, but he didn't explicitly stop them and come down and punish them in this world. For example, the Midrash Rabbah tells us about Avram Avinu. Ra Avram Avinu et ha'olam kamo bira delekit. He thought it was like a building on fire. Bamar Tamar, Shein Lecha Manik. Said, could it be that there's nobody in charge of this building? Nobody's here to put out the fire to make sure that the building doesn't go up in flames? So Hitzitzala Balabira Vamar Ani Balabira. So a guy comes out and says, yeah, I'm in charge. I want it to burn for some reason. I don't know, to collect the insurance, whatever it is. So I want it to burn. Rotzelamar Shara Shadoleket. He throws on fire and nobody's bothering to put out the fire. He worried. There's no owner? I'm purposely doing it to teach a lesson and therefore I'm letting it burn. Avram saw people doing terrible things and no punishment was happening to them. They were being very successful. And Avram goes, really? Free for all? Everybody could do terrible things? And there's nobody in charge here? And Hashem, who saw Avram was earnest and looking for Hashem, says, no, I'm in charge here. I'm letting them do terrible things and get away with it. Don't worry, I'm in charge here. So I don't have to step in every time these Rishayim do something wrong. I don't have to step in and punish them. Once the Torah is given, then Hashem can deal with the people who learn Torah and understand Torah and reward and punish them appropriately. Or in the case of Migdal Bavel, even though these are people who have no Torah, he's going to have to step in because it's no get to his cover. But there's, let's say it like this. From Migdal Bavel, from Hashem Yorid into his kavod, we learn the important level of chinuch, an important lesson in chinuch. Because sometimes, indeed, you do have, and so far the examples I gave were a 2-year-old and somebody learning Torah. But very often you do have to let things slide. If a kid, for example, is wearing certain clothing that you don't think is becoming, and or doing certain actions, and obviously you should consult with your posek or mora halacha or mashkiach, somebody that you trust on these issues. But sometimes the solution isn't going to be to confront and I forbid you to wear this and stop you. I have friends who are now wonderful mention, bona fide Talmidei Chachamim in a Torah, people, family men, role models, community leaders, everything that their parents wanted them to grow up to be. And I can tell you that I knew that their parents were biting their tongue, stopping themselves from... sometimes stopping themselves. Sometimes they did mention it and yell at them and whatever else or whatever they could have done. But at a certain point, they realized that if they were going to make it an issue, that they were going to lose the kid. They weren't going to have the relationship they wanted with them. Sometimes we have to just look past what the kid is doing and look at a bigger picture. And without putting words into the Netziv's mouth, because he's not explicitly saying this, he says it just for a little kid, fathers don't bother. And when they get older, they start to bother. But I'm saying, even when you start to bother, you have to have this realization of the bigger picture, that sometimes you can let things go. That doesn't condone it. It doesn't make it okay. It could be every 10 times they do something wrong, you tell them, and not every one time. It could be, you know, there are many shikolim that we can have in this area. But at the same time, this lesson of Migdal Bavel is, when something's get really bad, then you do have to step in and you do have to stop it. If your child is doing the maisa that's equivalent of throwing rocks at people's heads, literally or figuratively, you have to step in and stop it. But if it's something minor, much less minor than throwing a rock at something's head, something that they're just, their malbush isn't kederach eretz, isn't the way you would want them to dress, so maybe you should hold off on constantly criticizing your kid. Let him have a little bit of self-expression. See if it's a phase. See if he'll grow out of it. And that important lesson in chinuch, which doesn't always apply, but sometimes clearly does apply, and I'm sure you all know experiences either in your own lives, your own friends' lives, whatever, where this was true. So that lesson we can learn from this Netziv and Migdal Bavel. Shkayach. Thank you.